Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz on 88.3 FM and all around the world at WBGO.org. I guess it's very simply said, answer your email. Brian Charette sent me one a couple of months ago, and it results in this studio session. We're going to have a good time today. Brian Charette, new CD out called Groovin' with Big G, talking about George Coleman Sr. George Coleman Jr. is on drums, and Vic Juris on guitar. These gentlemen are going to entertain us in a royal way this afternoon. We'll talk about the release party in a few moments, but let me turn this thing over to Brian Charette and company from Groovin' with Big G. First tune we're going to hear is Public Transportation. Thank you. Public Transportation, Brian Charette and Company. Brian, welcome to WBGO. Thanks for accepting this invitation.
Bill, thank you so much for having me. The station has been so supportive of all my releases over the years, and with this concert, I'm thrilled to play for you.
So the concert that we speak of, they're calling it a CD release party. The new CD is Groovin' with Big G, as in the legendary George Coleman on tenor saxophone. It's May 21st at Blue Note. Tell us first about the album, and I'll give people information about how to get to this concert and the dates and all that, but what was it that led to the concept of Groovin' with Big G?
Well, 25 years ago, George Jr. and I were good friends before I even lived in New York. And when I got my first B3 when I was just a kid, I moved it into George Jr.'s studio in the Lower East Side many years ago. We became friends. We were playing together. I got to meet George Sr. a few times during that time. Fast forward 20 years, we were playing in Memphis. We had two concerts. Nils Widner of Steeplechase called me shortly after that asking me for ideas for a CD. I had this group fresh in my mind, and I said, hey, how about we record this? And he was into the idea, and that's how the whole thing came about.
I mean, no play on words. It is truly an organic group, just from the father and son connection alone. And you add a quality player like Vic Juris, local guy from Jersey City. You simply cannot go wrong.
Yep.
And every time I listen to Groovin' with Big G, there's a smile on my face.
Me too.
Part of the reason.
And we go wild, you know. We're not super careful, I would say. Like, we're not afraid to be wild, I think.
Well, I mean, when you're playing standards, you have license to stretch it out a little bit because there's songs that everyone knows, and I would imagine after so many years, it's a little bit difficult getting a different take on some of these songs.
Sure. You know, to find your voice is the most difficult thing, you know. But I feel like we really have a group sound, and we've been playing the music for a little while now, and it's kind of morphing into all these different things, so... I'm very pleased with it. I'm very excited to have the concert. So,
now the
big thing for me.
The concert is May 21st. It's a Monday. You've got two sets, one at 8 and one at 10:30. And I imagine you're going to focus pretty much on the 9 selections on the album.
Yeah, we're going to play a lot of, we'll play a few different tunes probably. We're not going to be super strict, but we're going to play music from the album. Yeah.
And of course, there is an original on the album that you'll hear a little bit later on in this session, but I would be remiss if I didn't recognize the senior player in the room was with Miles Davis back in the 60s, has played with Herbie Hancock and just about anybody else you want to mention in the realm of this great music. George Coleman Sr., sir, it is an honor, first of all, to meet you, and I'm always blown away when people knew me from the other life, and George says, the guy that, the sportscaster guy, I'm guilty that, you know, thank you for listening all those years.
Yeah, man. And it had to be you. You know, I said, there's Bill Daughtry and WBGO. I said, well, it's got to be the same guy, you know?
Not a lot of me's around, but I'm glad to be here today and to meet you.
There ain't a lot of me's around
here. Well, there's another one sitting right behind you.
We're happy to be here. You know, we because some of our contemporaries have long passed away, you know?
Talk about what it's like to be playing with Brian Charette.
Really great. Yeah, we've had some experience playing together now. You know, as he said, we were in Memphis. And, it's been wonderful. He's a very creative player. And we just play, man. A lot of times, we as jazz musicians, we get too hung up in rehearsals. And, you know, it's something, I won't say it's a stigma about me, but the people say, he doesn't like to rehearse. He doesn't rehearse. He doesn't rehearse. All these years I've been playing, I say, if I get my horn in my hand and think of a tune or whatever, I can basically, because that's what it's all about, is improvisation. You know, it's not something that you formulated strictly. You know, it's something that we develop through a number of years, you know, Dizzy and Miles and Coltrane and all the great Charlie Parker. You know, those guys, off the top of their heads, they created this stuff, you know. They didn't have to think about it or go and, you know, because back in the old days, I used to transcribe some of this stuff. You know, this was in my youthful days, but I grew up with that concept, you know, of transcribing and listening and emulating some to a certain degree until you come into your own, you know. And through the years, I've managed to, you know, find some personal things in my playing. So this has been a great experience for me, being with Brian, playing. And just like composed a song. It won the previous tune we played. He just composed that.
Public Transit. Now we're going to hear another song. I'm going to talk to George Jr. and Vic a little later on, but got to get back to some music. Brian Charette, tell us about Body and Soul.
Body and Soul, one of my favorite standards. We recorded this song on the album, and we're going to let you have our take of it.
Thank you.
Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz on member-supported WBGO in Newark with Brian Charette, his quartet featuring the legendary George Coleman Sr. They'll be performing at the Blue Note on May 21st at 8 and 10:30. It's a release party for Brian's new release, Groovin', with Big G, as in George Coleman. Little G, and I don't mean that in any formative kind of way, but George Coleman Jr. in the room. Also, guitarist Vic Juris. Gentlemen, welcome. George Coleman Jr., this is the second time we're doing this year. I had a good time when we were doing a lunchtime concert with TK Blue here in Newark, and now here you are gracing our studios with this great quartet, with this great release.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. It's an absolute pleasure to be here, and we're always happy to be part of any event with WBGO.
And Vic Juris, you have been a soldier marching for close to almost 50 years now, scores of albums, over 20 as a leader, and now a lot of people generationally are probably being introduced to you on YouTube, as you have an instructional series there, How to Play Guitar, something called Star of All That Jazz.
I'm happy to still be around, I tell you. I'll be signing up for Medicare in next month, you know. But, it's great to be part of this group. I'm actually the second oldest, I think.
Wow.
And Brian and I have played quite a bit together, and it's, you know, an honor for me to play with George Sr. and Jr., and I think we made a very nice recording, and you could hear it in the music that we really enjoy playing together. It's great to be here, Bill. Thank you.
I called it an organic group, not just because of the instrument, but again, there's a connection here, because many times players are just thrown together. I mean, they have a couple of rehearsals and then they go at it, but there is lineage. There's family here, Brian.
You know, I agree. And I've played more with these guys lately than anybody else. I mean, you know, New York City, it's very hard to get the same people twice for your group. So we had this recording and we had these concerts and we've been preparing for the CD release. We've gotten to play a little bit together, you know, and it starts to have a very cohesive sound.
And y'all sound delicious, I have to say. It's the 21st of May, the release party at the Blue Note, Groovin' with Big G. It's on Steeplechase Records, 9 tracks, 8 standards. But the information you need to know is showtimes are at 8 and 10:30, and you can make your reservations. You can get more information from Blue Note at 212-475-8592. Now, as I understand it, I'm going to hear a song that's from a 40s horror movie next.
Stella by Starlight?
Indeed. Uh-huh. I was amazed when I was reading about this in a 40s movie.
Well, you know, when we were picking songs for the album, I wanted to have, when I was learning how to play jazz when I was a kid, two albums were very big for me: Maiden Voyage by Herbie Hancock, and the 1964 live concert for Miles Davis, Four and More. And Big G is, of course, playing on these albums, iconic albums, great solos that are so memorable to everyone. So we did a couple of these songs on the album. And this is where, like, when I was being taught Stella by Starlight, it was from those concerts, you know, and I was listening to George. So I really wanted to do this song, you know.
Brian Charette, his quartet, Stella by Starlight. Thank you. Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz here on member-supported WBGO, a great quartet in our performance studio today. You can see them on May 21st at the Blue Note, a release party. Brian Charette, his quartet. Groovin' with Big G is the new album. They're having a big release party. Quality, quality jazz players. Brian Charette on the Hammond B3. George Coleman on tenor saxophone, the legendary George Coleman. George Coleman Jr. on drums. And Vic Juris, great guitarist, rounding out this spectacular quartet. They've been entertaining us this afternoon on Afternoon Jazz. If you can't make the CD release party, get the CD. It's 9 great tracks, 8 standards. We're about to hear an original composition from the CD Groovin' with Big G. Brian, tell me about your inspiration in writing Father and Son.
Well, we were sitting in the studio. It was hour 3 and a half. It was starting to smell like man in there. I was looking at George Jr. and George Sr. just like I am now. I composed a little blues on the spot for in dedication to the both of them and how beautifully they play music together.
This is called Father and Son. Thank you. The name of the album, Groovin' with Big G. It's on Steeplechase. The release party at the Blue Note on Monday night. They're at 131 West 3rd Street in the great city of New York. Get your tickets now at 212-475-8592 or online at bluenote.net. My sincere thanks to Brian Charette, his quartet featuring the great George Coleman, Vic Juris on guitar and George Coleman Jr. on drums. Gentlemen, I cannot thank you enough for coming in and spending some time with us on Afternoon Jazz.
Our pleasure, Bill.
Thank you so much.
Bill.
The station's been so supportive, too. Thank you so much, WBGO.
Thank you.